I am redeemed.
Yes, I am.
Bought with a price.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus. Has changed my whole life.
Yes, yes, he has.
Yes. Anybody ask you?
Anybody. Don't talk about
me.
Tell them.
I'm redeemed. Amen. Again. Forward price. Did it buy you? Did it buy you? Did it pay for you?
Hello.
Jesus.
Hey, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus paid it all.
Yes.
All to him we owe.
Yes.
Sinners left for a Christian
stage.
With Jesus. Let's watch it. Chapter 12, verses 1. Verses 1 through 9. Book of Beginning, Genesis chapter 11. There's a word from the Lord. This scripture shall encompass my conversation through today. We'll walk through this text and we'll get out your way. Amen?
Amen.
I'm just old-fashioned, young with old-fashioned ways, you know what I mean? Everything means something. When you're in the Lord, everything means something.
That's right, that's right.
So now that we're in December and I done made it this far, now it's some things in 2018 that he did not do.
Uh-huh.
But it's a whole lot of stuff he did do.
Yes.
So now I'm filled with anticipation and expectation. Yes, saying, what you going to do now, Lord?
Glory.
As you're going to wrap this thing up, I know you're getting ready to do a new thing.
Glory.
Yeah. Because everything, nothing happens by coincidence with the Lord.
Yes.
He's a planned, precise, mapped out individual. Okay? He's a personality. He writes the end from the beginning.
Glory.
Yes, yes, yes.
He knows it. He's always up to something.
Glory.
And if you live in your life, just when I come to church and go home, that's a sad state.
Yes, sir.
Because too much was paid for you.
Hallelujah.
God is up to something. You need to tap into the resources that God has given you. And if you didn't do it this year, well, you got to check. And don't make no New Year's resolution because you're not going to keep it. Just do what God called you to do and you'll be all right. Amen. Genesis chapter 11, verses 31 to Genesis chapter 12, verses 9. Let us pray. O Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, once again, it's another time that we stand behind this holy roster to stand up and say a word in your behalf. Father God, right now we are unable to do this by ourselves, and we ask you to allow your Holy Spirit to come on in and exhibit his perfect teaching and preaching ministry in the name of Jesus. Father God, right now you say we are your people, but we perish for lack of knowledge. So Father God, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Impart it into us right now. Draw back the draperies of misunderstanding. Make this word plain enough so that a child can understand it. Father God, let this word fall on good ground. And Father God, let us not only be hearers of the word, but let us be doers of the word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let us adopt and incorporate in our life what you are speaking into our spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, bind Satan right now. Anoint every mind and seat in this place. And Father God, anoint me, this earthly vessel that you have poured your spirit into. And let me utter utterings that you want said and do what you want done. And Father God, right now, and just open up the text so that your people will get excited about what you're saying to them.
Yes.
Whatever's accomplished and said, O Heavenly Father, we'll be careful to give you, O God, the honor, the praise, and the glory.
Yes.
We love you, Lord. Speak, Lord, for your people. Hear it. Genesis chapter 11, beginning at the 31st verse. And Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. And they came unto Haran and dwelt there. And the days of Terah, Abraham's father, were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country. I'm in chapter 12, verse 1.
Yes.
And from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee, and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had got in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And the land of Canaan, they came. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem. Now with me. Unto the plain of Mamre. The Canaanite was then in the land. The Canaanites was inhabiting the land that was supposed to be his. Verse 7, and the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there built he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hay on the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south. He kept moving. I put a tag on this text just a short while, preaching to your hearing, speaking to your hearing, to drop into your spirit. Where you're going ain't on the map.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Where you're going ain't on the map.
All right.
Take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Where you're going ain't on the map. Uh-huh. Life's greatest tragedy is to already be where you are going. These words continue to beckon and challenge me from the marvelous mind of a book written by a great preacher, Dr. Emmanuel Scott Sr. It is possible to miss out on where God is taking you because you are stuck like Chuck on maps that have been designed for you. Upon being chosen and accepting this assignment as pastor of this great church, I began to inquire God about the vision of this church. The days preceding and leading up to my official installment, God began to speak to my heart. As God was speaking, I also was thinking on the many things, I have learned and was taught. I was taught and was mentored by the greatest of pastors, preachers, and teachers. My father, the late but great Reverend Dr. Philip Clark Jr., and my pastor and moderator, Reverend Dr. Carl Johnson. These men showed me a roadmap that they had to take to be successful in ministry and to stay on track and in the will of God. As God spoke to my heart, I shared with my Heavenly Father all that I have been taught and experienced. God then reminded me very quickly that I did not achieve this position on my own, but He, the Alpha and the Omega,
yes,
the beginning and the end.
Uh-huh.
Oh, help me somebody.
Glory.
He who is,
uh-huh,
who was, and will always be.
All right.
He ordained me for this position,
well,
for this work, before I was formed in the womb of my mother. I will not be able to get where He wanted me to be and lead His church to where it needs to be by using a map created for someone else. God said, my servant, you cannot get to a new place by using an old map. Y'all ain't good, I did that. Excuse me. You cannot get to a new place by using an old map. God continued to speak. God said, Warren, where you are going and what you are called to do in this season with this ministry is not on the map. You will encounter much obstacles. You will suffer much loss. But throw your hands up, because all you're going to do is win, bro. I will park here parenthetically. It could be in 2018. God has been trying to move in your life and my life. And God is calling us beyond old maps. To go where we never saw ourselves going. God is moving. God is doing a new thing. If you are not careful, you allow an old map to cause you to go in circles and miss out where God is trying to take you.
All
of us, if we are not careful, have old maps that try to tell us what we can do and where we can go. What's your old map? Is that old map something that somebody said to you as a child that still haunts you and handcuffs you? Is that old map the way things used to be done? And you think because the way they were done, that's that way, they got to always be done that way? What map are you on? Because that is the only way you know that it's an old map.
Yes.
Maybe your old map is your family dysfunction that is behind you, that is limiting you from operating in the world around you. That is an old map. Old maps, my sisters and brothers, have not worked and are not working in 2018. And we almost done.
Yes.
No, we done.
Yeah.
Is that not a word for people of faith in the body of Christ? Because it's in too many instances, we are stuck doing old things in old ways in a nation that is no longer a Christian nation. Devil on the internet, attacking your children, and you think you're going to reach your kids in an old way. I hope you understand that Christianity is on the decline. Y'all hear me?
Amen.
Look at church. It's a work to try to get people to come to church. Because
yes.
They think they can do it on TV.
Okay.
I used to do Facebook Live. I ain't doing it live, I'm recording it. If you want to get it live, come to church.
Yes. Amen.
It's on the decline. Christianity is on the decline in this country. So many have been turned off by the church and all their scandals, greed, and standing on the wrong side of history and justice. If you think that the church don't supposed to be hand in hand with justice, the devil is a lie.
Uh-huh. Amen.
There are many in a generation that would gladly say that they are not religious, but they are spiritual. This is what they say. I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. Meaning that they still believe in a connection with God, but they do not trust religious institutions.
Hmm.
Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
They ain't putting down God. No, they putting down the church. Because y'all got too much drama.
Right.
We got too much drama. We can't depend on us to do what we said we were going to do.
Amen.
Their hearts have been broken. They have been left wounded by the church. In a real sense, they are not hanging out on the old church map.
Well,
you got to reach them in some other way. So, hello church, if you don't get on some sisters because their dress is too short, hello, first of all, you need to get them in the church. I don't care if they got on a bikini. Because you got to first try and save them before you rehabilitate them. Yeah, his pants may be below his, where it's supposed to be, but guess what? Get him in the church. Because guess what? You can't change, I can't change, nobody. It's the Holy Spirit and Jesus that does the changing.
Yes.
If we're not careful, we will miss out on the new thing God is doing in 2018. He's been doing it. Because we are stuck on a map from 1918. Let me unpack the text since you say pastor not in the book. You can hear from God and think everything is going to be smooth. Just because you hear from God don't mean everything will go all right.
Amen.
You can be hearing from God, getting a real word, a real word from God, but you walk into a jacked up situation. Anybody here can say, pastor, I'm trying to do what God has asked me to do. But it seems like when I try to do it right, evil is always present. And I end up walking into a jacked up situation. Let me help you, child of God. When you go off the map, sometimes you got to go off the map. When you go off the map, God will give you revelation. And resources. God will use what squeezes you to squeeze a blessing out of you. That's the testimony. Think y'all think pastor in the book. That's the testimony of Abraham and Sarah. They marched off the map. I just love this thing. They marched off the map because God told Abraham, watch me now, in a time of chaos and controversy, alienation, and dissension.
Yeah.
How do I know? Because when you read chapter 11 in its context, you discover it's the same time. Watch church, read your Bible. It's the same time of the Tower of Babel.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's the same in the same chapter.
Yeah.
So it's craziness. But Abraham and Sarah, they listening to God.
Well.
God told him to let you know in a time of trouble and turmoil, I will call an Abraham and a Sarah, an Abram, and his name had, his, her name had not been changed yet.
Uh-huh.
It was not Abraham and Sarah. It was Abram and Sarah. Still. God comes back and reconfirms the covenant. When he comes back and reconfirms the covenant, then he changes their name again.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He would look for Abram and Sarah to do something brand new.
Uh-huh.
You are missing your shot again. According to Walter Bergen, the call for Abram, Walter Bergen is a very well-known theologian, the call of Abram and Sarai is not simply the forming of a new nation, Israel. It is the reforming of humanity for the transformation of the world, because Berger says God is calling Abraham and Sarah to give birth to a new nation.
Yes.
That will be a paradigm for what nations ought to do.
Yes.
He's giving them structure. If you do this and follow me,
yes,
you set the standard
yes.
for what other nations should follow.
Yes.
If they want to get the hookup with me. That is, here we go, nations ought to be blessings to other nations. Didn't he say, if they bless you, I'll bless them. If they curse you, I'll curse them. They got to be blessings to other nations if they want to make themselves great. Let me make it very clear to you. The United States is great, not just because it's so great and big. There's a whole lot of other big countries out there. But the United States is great because they are blessings to everyone else.
Amen.
Now we got number 45 in there. He tripping. Because he thinks we are the island by ourselves. It's a new day, y'all. God coming back for this door. Any more crazy? God is calling you off the map, church. Where you are going ain't on the map. What God is doing in your life ain't on the map. I don't care what other folks have told you, what you're supposed to be doing. It could be that God is calling you off the map, off your job description. For your life. Be careful of having someone draw a job description for you.
Yes, sir.
For your life.
Wow.
When their life is whack anyway. Turn them off of people that got a whack life, whack family life. They got a whack personality and they got so much to say to you. Who are you getting your advice from?
Well.
And you wonder why you ain't accomplishing nothing. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Make sure you recognize that God has a plan for your life.
Yes.
I guess I must use my past imagination.
Bring
on. You need to learn to walk by faith and not by sight. We say it all the time. It's not a cliche. You need to learn to call those things that are not as if they are. And walk as if you see them happening. Because you live in two worlds. You're in the world, but not of the world. You're a spiritual being living in a physical world. The devil wants you to make you hold on to your physicality. That was a lie. I'm going to walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. I'll preach it every Sunday, y'all. Y'all don't seem to be getting it. I'll preach it. I hope y'all hearing it. I'm preaching like I'm crazy. Guess what? I'll preach it tough. In season, out of season. I know what I'm going to do next year. I'm going to get on the same message, Deacon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Until I figure y'all got it, I preach the same mess over every Sunday. I make it easy on me. Mm. Because guess what? If y'all ain't got the one for the last Sunday, why go to the next one?
Right.
It's a simple process. Someone told me, said, Pastor, sound like you angry. Yeah. I'm angry. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of the devil.
Amen.
I'm angry not with y'all. I'm angry mad with the devil.
Yes.
Because I got this thing. Call him a liar. Mm. He got no power. He's the ruler of this world. The ruler of the air. He controls what's going on there. But guess what? The last time I checked, you see that? Jesus went down into the grave.
Yes.
Stayed there 3 days.
Yes.
Took the skin from death. Took the power from the grave. Snatched the keys of hell. Hell from the devil, pimp slapped the devil, and he woke up on Sunday morning with all power. So what my Bible, the book tells me, teaches Lord, that there are some other powers walking around here. So when you go to the palm reader, think they're going to tell you how you're going to get your next man or woman or get your next job? Yeah, that's another power. But that's a power that God is cursing you for using. But God said, if you come to the ultimate power, he said that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. That means every, I don't care which doctor, I don't care which warlock, try to cast his spell, he must bow at the name of Jesus. Imagine, watch me y'all, here we go, things that are not as if they are.
Yes.
Right now doors are shut, things are inconvenient, but there's a process going on.
Yes.
And the process is going to eventuate into the manifestation of what God said he was going to bring you to in the first place. I'm trying to figure God out, bro. I stay up too late at night trying to figure out. I ain't got time to try to figure out what a mind that's so big and so.
Yes.
I don't have time to try to figure that out. All I can do is pray. I say, whatever God, I start to develop a whatever I do. Everybody not there, Larry. You got to get there. But guess what? When you get tired of the devil using y'all as a doormat, you'll get there.
Yes, yes, yes. My God.
You've been trying to figure out all the chaos, all the shut doors. Stuff ain't going the way you want it to go.
Yes.
God told me to tell you, I have imagined what your life is. Watch me now. God said, I've imagined what your life is going to look like going forward. Eyes have not seen.
Wow.
Yes. Ears have not heard.
Wow.
Nor has it entered into the hearts of men and women the good things God has in store for us. God is taking you off the map.
Yes.
And what I like about it is because when I go off the map,
yes,
if you follow me and trying to stalk me down,
yeah.
You can't find where I'm hanging out at. Because I'm off the map.
Can I hear what this is? Can y'all feel me? No GPS can find me. Can I get a witness in there? One star can't find me. Because I'm safe in the arms of Jesus.
God is taking us off the map. Can I get a witness? So how does it work? How does it work? I'm glad y'all asked that question. The text says when God takes you off the map, watch me, church, New Jerusalem, get this. You can't move forward until you leave some stuff behind.
Okay.
Here we go. Y'all thought it would be easy. Got to leave some stuff behind. There's some stuff you must leave behind if you want to move forward. If you're going to embrace what is in the future, you must let go of the past. Come here, Drake. Talk to me, Drake. Drake says, real strength is not so much what you hold on to, but what you learn to let go.
Amen.
Y'all know Jay? Drake? Jay-Z, come here. Jay-Z says, a loss ain't a loss, it's a blessing. Y'all think that this rapping, they know some God. They know some God, y'all. Don't let them fool you. They just playing a role so y'all can buy the record. Jay-Z says, a loss ain't a loss, it's a blessing. Learn to embrace the pain. It is a blessing.
Amen.
Why is he saying that? Because sometimes we experience losses in order for us to profit.
Amen.
Did Pastor just say that?
Uh-huh.
There are profit in your losses.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Y'all not feeling me? Let's go to the text. Y'all, since y'all think I'm not in the book.
The
text says in verse 1 of chapter 12, that God had God said to Moses in the past tense, God had called Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldees. Something happened between verse 31 and chapter 1 of verse chapter 12 of verse 1. What happened, Pastor? I'm glad y'all asked. The text says, Terah, Abraham's daddy, had left with them to go to Canaan.
Right, right.
Y'all, I walked through the text with me.
Yes.
But the book lets us know, when they came to Haran,
right,
they settled there.
Well,
where was they supposed to be going?
Mm-hmm.
Canaan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Follow somebody else road map you up. Lord have mercy. You didn't get that. They settled for less than God had called them to. Because they settled for selling, the text lets us know. They stayed there until, watch me. Mavis, check this out. Until Abram's daddy, Terah, died. I'm in the text. It's not easy, but it's tight, but it's right. Once Terah died, that's when God spoke again. God told Abram, leave Ur. That's what he told him. Leave your family.
Right.
Leave everything behind. Go to a land I'm going to show you. He tells you, bring no friends with you. No daddy, no mama. No. He said, you and Sarah are supposed to go. Change. So what we try to do, trying to, is compromise the change to make the change easy for us, and that's not the way God does. Guess what? I know that everybody can't stay in church. Because guess what? Some people can't go to love. Some people don't like where I preach. Some people don't like where we have church. But guess what? Some people, everybody ain't supposed to be in church. God told him to leave it behind. And because he did not leave it behind, watch now. The text says his dad went with him when they go to Haran. That was when they settled because his dad was not in on what God had revealed to Abram.
Well,
daddy wasn't in on that conversation.
Well.
Abram settled for selling. And because he did, watch what it cost him. He had to experience the loss of his dad to profit off the God off of God's promises. That sound hard, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Daddy didn't go to hell, he went to heaven. He just got out of the way of God's plan.
Yes.
I got two things I gotta tell you. Don't get in the way of the work of the church.
Amen.
Y'all hear what I'm saying to you? When we try to push a program forward, even if you don't like it, support it. Don't open your mouth and stop talking bad about it. Because guess what? You are an insignificant. You are like a pimple in the heart, in the butt of a horse. God will remove you instead of let you block his work. Y'all got me?
Yes,
you don't want to get on, you want to fall into the hands of the living God. Here's where God always blows my mind. I'm almost done. I know y'all not like me. That is, a loss ain't a loss. It's a blessing. Because you lose something or someone does not mean that it is the end of your life. God ain't done and God ain't dead.
All right.
All right.
That's right.
Excuse my grandma.
Yes, sir.
What gets me excited about what God can do in spite of all the losses we are experiencing as his people, God has always been able to take a tragic murder and transform it into a transformational movement. Oh, y'all ain't feeling it. I guess y'all don't know your history. So I gotta help. It was a tragic murder.
Yeah.
That took place, Deacon Billy. 2,000 years ago.
Yes.
It took place on the hills far, far away. Can I get a witness here? On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. My Bible says that they nailed my Jesus to that cross. They hung him high and they stretched him wide. Jesus off the cross, Deacon Williams.
He had to die for me. In order to come by GPS, he had to die for me, Larry. To take me with no man has gone before. He had to die for me. And they put him down. And the significance of the text is that he was in a borrowed tomb. You don't borrow anything that you plan on keeping around.